Hey everybody,
I am just happy to announce that Love Unleashed has begun. I have to tell you, everybody who are listening right now, that I'm telling you the devil is busy. He did not want us on air. I had trouble getting in, and every time I dialed the number, there was silence. But to God be the glory that we are absolutely on air. I would love for you to check us out at www.IAmLoveUnleashed.com and hashtag IAmLoveUnleashed. Go on Facebook, go on Twitter, go everywhere and just spread the word that Love Unleashed has begun. Now, what is Love Unleashed? Love Unleashed is, today is the inaugural show. And this show, we're going to talk about the different types of love in the world. The foundation of this show is going to be tackling the issues of the heart and providing strategies for the community to unleash love into the world. So every time you tune in on Sundays at 6 p.m., you're going to hear something about how we are going to unleash love into the world. This show will announce the special guests and themes for the next few days and empower listeners to act by putting on joy, putting on peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, every show will address one of these three important key elements, and to celebrate men and women who are champions in unleashing love. So today, as I announced it, this is our inaugural show. And so when you think about what inauguration is, that means that this is the beginning. So there's a start to a new movement. So I just want you to go out there into the world and just announce that Love Unleashed has begun. We are starting a movement into the world, this new community of love. I just want to be able to bring new love and new hope and new joy to everyone who joins in. And so if we could just move on, I want to, I'm surrounded by friends and family inside of here. We just wrapped up a birthday party for my dear friend, Alicia Williams. And the only reason why I decided to do my inaugural show and to allow her to be the special guest on the show was because Alicia is a dear friend of mine. And what better way to enjoy love, what better way to show love is to show your friends how much you love them. So you extend yourself unto others. And so today we're extending ourselves to Alicia. So Alicia, I hope that you are ready to be unleashed. We have celebrated. We have sang happy birthday. We have cut birthday cake. I promise you guys, I only had one small little piece. But we have cut birthday cake, and I mean everybody. We have three different types of cakes. Like we have pound cake, and we have strawberry shortcake, and we have some other cake here that has nuts on it. And I'm just telling y'all, we've had chicken salad. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had all kinds of food here. But I'm laughing because they're laughing at me. But I promise you, I didn't eat all the food. I only ate a little bit. But I wanted to give a shout out to my girl, Lynette. Lynette is here, the makeup artist. She's here, and she's going to give Alicia a makeover. When I tell you love is being unleashed, Alicia is a songstress, a psalmist. She's a gift from God. And so today what we're going to do is make her over. We're going to take some photos of her, and we're going to do some new things. And she's going to be able to talk to me just for a quick bit, and we're going to talk about some key important things that's been going on in her life and then how we can help to build and rebuild other women and how we can rebuild other communities and how we can rebuild other families. So for those who know me, I love to talk a lot. So this was a great platform for me. Hey, praise the Lord. You know, God gives us gifts, and so we got to use those gifts the best way we know how. So I want to just go ahead and bring Alicia in, and we're going to talk to her briefly and get some questions going. So as we set her up to come on in to sit down and talk with me, I want to I'm going to talk with her just a brief moment, but then she's going off to being made over, and then my girl Lynette will get some videos. And some, I'm telling you, y'all better reach out to Lynette. She is thebomb.com. She is the best makeup artist out here, I swear. Have you seen my pictures, y'all? I mean, seriously, look at my page. Now, everybody's been saying, oh, the makeup is going sweet. You've been slaying. Honey, tell me, say, other people. I can't do it without Tamar Dickinson. She's the one that did my hair. Lynette is the one that did my makeup. Y'all better check them out. I'm going to check to see if you guys are checking them out. They better have an increase of likes. They better have an inbox that's filled with inquiries. Let me tell you, if you don't, you're going to miss out. So for right now, we're going to go ahead and bring Alicia in. And let's just say, Alicia is beautiful. She's in the fabulous red. And for those who are watching online, let me tell you, isn't she beautiful, y'all? She's brought her with a little eyesight, but this is the outer shell. But Alicia has a beautiful heart. And so, yeah, I could have had, like, maybe a big timer on here to talk about some extra issues, but I'm real. I'm a realist. So I wanted to bring somebody that was real and that she can bring some love to the world, because when we got here and we unleashed Alicia into the world, the next time we have her on the show, I guarantee you her album is going to drop. This worship CD that she's going to do that's going to usher people into the presence of God, I'm telling you, it's going to be phenomenal. So welcome, Alicia, for being on the show. We appreciate it. Say hello to everybody who's listening in. Say hello to everybody who's watching.
Hello to everybody listening in and watching.
Well, I'm happy to have you here. And so I do have some questions for you, and I pray that every time I have an expert guest on my show, as you see, I called you an expert guest. So, you know, I just called something into your life. Boom. So, anyway, every time we have an expert show on the show, there are two questions I'm going to ask. The first question is, how are you unleashing love unto yourself? And the second question is, how are you allowing the gift that God gave you to unleash into the world? So, you know what, I told you those two questions before, but I didn't even want you to even think about it or marinate on it, but now you're on the spot. We're live. I don't know who's listening, how many people. I don't care if it's one person or a billion people. As long as we are here on this call glorifying God. So, hey, the question is in your lap. Let's go.
So, how am I unleashing love on myself? Well, that's an interesting question, because I feel as if I haven't been unleashing any kind of love on myself or anybody else for that matter for, I'd say, the past year and a half, 2 years. And most recently, I've decided that that's not right. That's not the way to live. That's not how I want to live. And so part of my unleashing love on myself is, first of all, this party, because I usually never celebrate myself, especially not my birthday, and, you know, tell people how old I am. Never tell people how old I am. You just, that was my birthday, it was, you know, last month, whatever, and dismiss it. Well, this year, I bought my own flowers. I mean, my balloons. I bought a boa for myself. I celebrated at work by myself, and then everybody found out it was my birthday and celebrated with me. I mean, just, I think for me right now, it's just celebrating myself, acknowledging that I have something to offer people and that I am worth celebrating, even if nobody else does it.
So I'm going to cut you off right there. When you talk about being worth celebrating, you know, what was the time in your, when did you realize that you was worth celebrating, that it was worth for you to celebrate you?
I don't know. I can't really pinpoint exactly when it was. It was just a decision made. It was like, okay, this is enough of the pity party, oh, woe is me type situation. And I just made the decision that I was going to do better than that, because I can do better than that. I'm worth more than that. And I deserve to be celebrated. You know, whether I'm doing it or somebody else is doing it or whatever, I'm worth more than just being like whatever and dismiss. That's not necessary. And it's not fair. Because I've been blessed to live this long, and I have something to offer people. I have something to offer to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason for me not to be celebrated.
Well, you know, while you all heard it here, that she says that basically she's worth celebrating, and that it took for her to make a decision. That's all it takes, is for you to take action upon yourself. You know, there are so many times that we wait around and think that it's someone else's responsibility to love and care for us. But God calls us into relationship unto him, not just relationship unto people. And in order for us to have relationships with other people, we have to first have relationships with ourselves. We came into this world alone for a reason. God was making a statement when he birthed us singly. And even when twins are born, they don't come out at the same time. They come out one at a time for a reason. There is a transition that we all have to go through. And so today is your birthday, celebration, being birthed, rebirthed back into the world. And so I just salute you. I salute you for loving you. And ladies and gentlemen, we have just unleashed a new woman into the world who is healed, that is loving, that is caring, and that's what this is all about. We are looking to empower women. We are looking to encourage women. We are looking to set this world on fire with nothing but love. We're going to paint the world red in stripes, not just the stripes that we can do with Crayola. No, we're painting the world with stripes by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so you know what? We're going to move into that next question. How are you unleashing into the world?
Well, that's the question. I have in deciding to love myself, I've also decided that I will do more singing, that I will endeavor to someday do a CD sooner rather than later, and not just push it off and dismiss it. And I'd like to be available to do, you know, singing engagements and speaking engagements and just make myself more available and not so dismissive. Because like I said before, I would just dismiss, you know, and not try to, you know, people say, oh, you do this, you do that. I'm like, yeah, I do that. It's okay. And just kind of dismiss it as opposed to owning it. So now I'm at the place where I've decided I'm going to own the gift that God has given me, and I will use it to the best of my ability whenever given the opportunity.
Well, okay. So that's going to take me to another place. Now, you're not on my couch. We're actually sitting in my living room, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe this? And let me tell you, every week that we come before you, somehow, we're going to be somewhere where you can see us interacting and engaging with people. It's important that you engage with people. But I want to go back to that point where you talked about now that you are going to use your gift that God gave you, that gift that God gave you. We want to know what that gift is. Now is the time. Now is the time. Let me hear something of what God gave you.
So, yeah, it's interesting that you should ask me about that. Because I have a friend who had asked me about doing some kind of something for you for the show.
Oh, really?
So I've been thinking about, you know, what it could be. And, I mean, I won't go into all the different scenarios that I was thinking of, but the main one that I thought might work, but you can, you know, tweak it as best you want. I was thinking of something like, I am loved on me. Maybe something like
that. Oh, okay. So she's trying to unleash that love onto y'all with that beautiful voice. But you know, with any artist, she's not going to just give you bits and pieces. But she wants to be able to give you everything and all of her, because she's all about excellence. And so right now, I just appreciate the fact that Alicia came on the show, and I'm so excited to have had her as my very first guest on this show. But can I ask that you come back to the show so that we can know how your transformation took place? Once you get that makeover, once you get those pictures done, once you get that CD release, even if it's just that first song, that you come back on this show and you allow me to interview you, and we'll see how God has moved into your life.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, I bless you, and I thank you for just being a part of this. So we're going to push you all, and we're going to allow you to go on into this next section and do your thing with Miss Lynette, the best makeup artist. I'm trying to tell you, look at her, y'all. Her lips are popping, y'all. I'm telling you, she always comes correct. There is never a time that Lynette, I've ever seen Lynette, that she does not have her product, the thing that she does the best, that she's always wearing what she does the best. And this is how you represent y'all. And I'm for real right now. I'm talking to all those people out there that are in business, that either they're doing makeup or they're selling something. You got to be able to come correct. Right now, I'm on this radio show for a reason. Now, yes, there are other people out here in the world that have radio shows, but we're talking about unleashing it to the world. So right now, I want you, right in this moment, before we move on, to go to Facebook, hashtag I Am Love Unleashed, and just say, I am unleashing my love unto the world, and put what you're unleashing. What's your gift? What is it that you believe that God has given you that you have allowed to sit dormant, that you have allowed to just rest? And now, based upon this conversation with Alicia, and now that she's being uplifted by a room full of sisters, and we do have one brother here that's working cameras and taking photos, let me tell you something. Now that Alicia has a support system, she is able to go out and be everything that God has called her to be. So that's what I want to challenge you today. That's your challenge. Your Love Unleashed challenge is for you to go hashtag I am Love Unleashed and then put I am unleashing. And whatever you're unleashing today, I want you to unleash it on Facebook. Imagine how many people are going to be able to see that. And the minute that they see it, those are the people that's going to keep you accountable for what you said that you are unleashing into the world. Now, it's 6:19, everybody. We got a few more minutes on this show. Right now, the show is only 30 minutes, but I guarantee you once we go live and have more people in the living room and on the couch, we will absolutely have a longer extended time for everybody to join us. But here's what I want to do. And these people don't know that I'm doing this, but I wanted to send a shout-out to my sisters in Christ, the ones that have just been my road dogs over this last journey. I was a part of this book compilation called The Groove Never Stops, Intensify Stories of Intense Determination. And this volume one book, the visionarian Miss Marisha Sherman, let me tell you, y'all, she is the bomb.com. And I know she did not pay me to say this. She did not ask me to say this. But this woman has blessed me immensely. She does not realize how much she has blessed me. But because she has blessed me so much, I just want to continue to just send some love to her. So if you guys, if you're not friends with Marisha Sherman on Facebook, I want you to go and befriend her. I want you to send her a love note and just tell her how phenomenal she is as a woman. She is a woman in Christ. She is a woman of God, a pastor, a woman of God that sacrificed her time to pour into other women. And let me tell you, the book compilation is the bomb. It is hot, y'all. We had our book signing this past Saturday, yesterday. And we have chapters in this book. Y'all gonna have to buy this book. We have chapters in this book called Love Heals and I'm a Witness by Dr. Verlene Haley-Gold. Let me tell you something. She's a phenomenal woman. Shout out to you, honey. And now we got another one, Sister Latrice Davis. Hers is Determined to Win. And Sister Erica Michelle, Lost in Love. And Sister Rachel Conless, and hers is I May Be Her, But She Is Not Me. Now, look, I don't know if y'all know this, but that's a bad title. I May Be Her, But She Is Not Me. Hello, somebody. Then, of course, your one and only Miss Donnelly Rector, DT Rector, whatever you want to call me. Some people even jack up my name and call me Damali. I don't care. God's going to give me a new name, okay, on the other side of glory. So I don't own a name on this side, okay? So my chapter is called Intensify Through Your Pursuit of Freedom. You're going to have to read it. I'm not going to tell you what it's about in this section. Hopefully I can get these offers on the fall coming in the next upcoming week. The next one is Finding the Winner in You. Man, young Kathleen, let me tell you, this sister is bad, 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 bad. I'm calling them out because I want y'all to friend them on Facebook. And then last but not least, my sister, I know she's listening, a prayer warrior. She holds my heart in her hands, and she's always praying for me. I know it. And she even tried to chime into this radio show last week. She tried to chime in last week because she's in my corner. And I had to tell her, I said, it's not till next Sunday. But the mere fact that you are willing to just be, to hold me accountable this early in the game, man, I love you for that. And that's Dr. Marjorie J. Brown, hi, sister, and hers is The Dark that pierced my heart. Let me say that this book is phenomenal. And I do have to give a shout out to KPE Media for being the lead on this, taking ownership of this and sending us through. And we had a phenomenal day. Lynette, didn't we have a good time? Yes, we had a fire good time, a Holy Ghost good time. We had people preaching and everything else. And this was supposed to be a book signing, y'all. They were preaching. I was wondering if somebody was going to get into a shout and a dance, and they were going to pull us out the place, y'all. We was on, we were on 11th floor? On the 11th floor. And I looked out the window and said, hey, we too close to the windows, y'all. But that's what happens when you rise to the top. Sometimes when you look down, it looks too far down. So I got about 6 minutes left on this call, but I do want to make sure I lift up my sister friend, my sister in Christ, my sister, the mother of my godchildren, Miss Renee Sharp. I just hope, Sharp, I better say that, get it correct. I wanted to just lift her up and just encourage her and send her love. She has the best media company, and that is Refined Concepts. I'm giving her a shout-out because I know that she has clients coming out the backyard, the front yard, the side doors. I mean, literally, she has her business has expanded overnight. And let me tell you this. It's not because she doesn't know what she's doing and somebody just sending people her way. She knows what she's doing. And so I just want to thank God for being able to have people like that in my corner. And then, of course, Brother Greg is in here, and he's doing this thing, setting up this photo shoot for Alicia. When we are finished with some of the pictures, I'm hoping with permission that we can at least post one. I'm not going to say all of them because at least one. The rest belongs to Alicia, but at least we can have one. I'm just saying. Like, we done gave her all this exposure and all that stuff. We at least can get one. You are officially an official guest. That means all rights reserved in this. Y'all better stop playing with me. We are on IAmLoveAlicia.com, y'all. And so, look, I got them in here laughing. Renee is over here eating cake, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, this cake, that, y'all might know why I'm talking about this cake. Because I want some of this cake, and y'all know I'm on a diet, right? And I overheard a young lady tell me this a while ago at a conference. And I said I was on a diet. No, she said she was on a diet. Let me correct that because I don't go on too many diets. She said, y'all didn't catch that. That was funny. She said, the diet means to me, do I eat this? Now, come on. Do I eat this? Now, I could turn that and make that a little spiritual. So I'm going to use this last few minutes that I have to talk about truly, do I eat this? And so I just wanted to drop this into somebody's spirit tonight. Whoever's listening, you're supposed to be listening. Whoever was watching, you were supposed to be watching. But I just want to share with you that God loves us. God loves us so much that he even gave us instructions so that we can learn how to live our lives here on this earth. And there are so many times on this earth that we see things in the natural that just doesn't seem right. And it causes us to question if, in fact, God truly is with us. But I just want to reassure you that God is with us. There is no doubt, no question in my mind that God is with us. If you think about it, and I heard that we were in church this morning, and Minister Laverne said this very clearly. If you think about how God truly is thinking about us, the mere fact that if you think about the ocean and you stand on the beach edge and you have nothing but sand that's at the edge of the beach and waters that sometimes roll back and forth, it's nothing but the grace of God that holds back the water. Because water is designed to consume everything that it comes in contact with. Water is designed to consume everything it comes in contact with. But the mere fact that it is held back says a lot about what God does and who God is in our lives. That God truly holds back some of the greatest challenges, some of the greatest obstacles, some of the greatest issues that we could ever experience. He holds them back because he knows that if he allowed that water to overtake us, to
to consume us that we would drown. So I just want to leave you with this, that God will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says that he is the lover of our soul, that God is the strength of our life, that if you believe in him, if you trust in him, that he will give you the desires of your heart. And so I wanted to leave. Where's my Bible, y'all? I have my Bible over here. We had to move everything, but we got about 2 minutes. Alicia, if you can hand me my Bible. I just want to listen. I have to give y'all a disclaimer. This is a spirit-fed, spirit-led show. And you're going to get some Jesus, okay? Jesus all day long. And so I'm going to leave you with this one thing, and this is what we're going to continue to move forward with this show based upon the scripture. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love, it does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, and love never fails. This is the word of God. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 8. And I am D.T. Russell, and like I said, this is the Love Unleashed show. I want to say television show. I'm speaking that into my life. But this is the Love Unleashed radio show. Check us out at www.IamLoveUnleashed.com. Hashtag on any social media, I am Love Unleashed. And let me just tell you, officially, you have been unleashed. Yeah.